demos are the beginning. It's really the starting point for the music. I've been recording music for as long as I can barely play an instrument. I started out with multiple boom boxes back in like the mid-80s, where I would record myself playing a riff on a cassette and then play the tape back on a boom box and record myself playing along with that recording on another boom box. And then I would just sort of ping pong that back and forth and layer it until I had, I don't know, something. When I was in college, I bought a four-track cassette recorder, and I just became obsessed with layering sounds. I did a lot of recording in those years. After college, I moved to Nashville. I was there for 6 years, and I played in all kinds of studios, big ones, small ones, studios and homes. Like mine, I always had home studios, whether they be the cassette recorders or reel-to-reel machines, and eventually I got into computer recording. With Here Inside, I pretty much record everything. Ideas, demos, rehearsals, shows. We don't keep everything, but anytime I can press the record button, I do it. So that at least I can listen back for a short period of time anyway and decide if there's anything worth really keeping, any ideas worth exploring, any good show recordings, that sort of thing. Demos for a musician are like the pages of an artist's sketch pad. The versions, iterations, the layers, they're usually quick and rough, and but they can be the most magical sounds in the world. Or they can really be bad, like really bad. It just kind of depends. Usually I start with a very basic idea. It could be an acoustic song, like just a guitar riff, or a basic song structure. I would say about half of the ideas that I record never go any further than the first demo. I might listen to them the next day or so, and even if I like it, it just depends on what else is going on, how much time I have to flesh it out, you know, or if the band I'm in at the time is in writing mode. If time is short and there's really no platform to develop the idea, then I just file it away, and a lot of times it just doesn't go any further than that. I do revisit my stacks every once in a while, and sometimes I'll pull out an idea and see if I can take it further. Mostly, though, you know, if the time and space is right and I like the idea the next day, then I'll just kind of keep working it, and eventually it will turn into something. Ann and I have a good rhythm right now when it comes to writing. We're building a process that we use this summer for some new material. I'll come up with an idea, like a musical idea, something really simple, and I'll share it with Ann. If she likes it, we start with thoughts on what the sound or the mood of the music feels like. Na, 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 na. Na, na, na. let the music itself speak to the idea. We're not necessarily writing lyrics at that point, just words or phrases. And then we iterate on the music with some vocal ideas, some melodies, and then just kind of eventually piece together fragments of lyrics until the song starts to present itself. The Here Inside album Coalesce is made up of songs from my back catalog and brand new songs that we wrote together during the summer of 2016. We started playing some of my old songs just to have some material to work with. This was like the beginning of the year. And a few of them really stuck. I had given Anne about 30 songs and asked her to pick a half dozen or so that she liked. And then we worked them up with Kelly McLean and Christopher Bond, who were both playing with us during the spring, winter and spring of 2016. It was really phenomenal for me to dig up these old songs and dust them off and, you know, give them a new life. And they became a starting point, like the foundation, really, for us to eventually start writing new material. What we did with those songs during that time really pointed us in the direction that we're now going. This is a series of short podcasts that will explore demos of the songs that make up Coalesce. Some of the songs have multiple variations over the years that have shaped what the song has become, and some of the songs have stayed fairly true to the original written form. But all songs have a story. They have all been just an idea at some point. Here Inside is about tapping the creative source that we have inside us and opening ourselves to the ideas that emerge from that space. So I'm really looking forward to telling the stories of the songs from Coalesce through their demos.